Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, boys.
Hi, Mike.
How's everybody doing?
Superb.
Great. Everybody doing okay?
Lovely.
So I've been playing with my new toys.
Yes. Well, every girl and boy deserves a toy.
Do you realize that, you know, what doesn't get covered enough, in my opinion, are the opinions of Donald Trump's children.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And the fact
Gunner
that
Gunner and Cannon?
I think we can all agree that Gunner and...
I thought
and,
it was his dim-witted Leia. Son, Donald W. Trump.
Well, they actually...
Gunner and Larry's son? Is it Cannon?
I decided that I would channel
Chance.
My inner Bob Rivers.
Oh, good.
Please.
And I want you to...
This Do we is need to explain to anyone under the age of 50
I don't who know Bob who Rivers, Bob Rivers is.
Bob Rivers is a parody song maker. I have not written anything down. This could be a total disaster.
All right.
But I'm simply playing with things. This, to me, would be a song from the children to dad.
Okay.
You know, tell me, because really, I know that they toe the line and they act like they're good soldiers and they've made money with their father's empire. There's no doubt about this. Yeah. But I think
generational wealth.
Inside, they're just kids.
Yes.
They're just kids. And I think kids will be kids. And the fact is that they probably have inner rebellion.
Sure.
And so I think when you see them toeing the line and walking into a press conference and acting like the good sons and daughters, the fact is that. You know, they're probably inside rebelling,
okay.
Like any children would. You know, I think that's really what I think they're probably doing. So this is probably the song that's playing in their head. Let's listen, shall we?
Good.
We don't need no inauguration.
Fucking hilarious.
We don't need no Trump control. Ivanka, Eric, Donald Jr. Donald, leave your kids alone.
How's the level, boys?
Nice.
Better.
Hey, Donald, leave your kids alone. All in all, we both know your hands are just small. All in all, we all know both your hands are real small. We don't need no inauguration. We don't need no Trump control. Ivanka, Eric, Donald Jr. Donald, leave your kids alone. Hey, Melania, leave your kids alone. All in all, we all know both your hands are real small. All in all, we all know both your hands are real small. That's all. That's all I got.
I like
Thank
it.
You. Thank you very much.
It's good.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed that. Yeah, a little tribute.
We put that on the Mike O'Mara new album, Twisted Christmas.
Twisted Christmas. That's the worst form of comedy. That is a pure self-serving form of comedy. I don't mind telling you that, but
there's one that's worse.
What's that?
I think the cut-in record, like Mr. Jaws. I think that might be worse than a parody record.
I know. But it's important to point out that was created. It's so easy to do that that I didn't write anything down.
Right.
And I just turned it on and I did like two little dry runs. That's why I was late getting here. And then, you know, we gave it a go. And it's just, that's it. That's what makes me happy. The fact that that is the supreme amount of effort that I put into it.
Most of the population of the District of Columbia, Maryland, and Virginia feel the same way because of all the road closures. Yes.
They're starting this afternoon. Did you know that?
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh,
there's already cruisers. And for those of you in law enforcement, hats off to you.
Yes.
Because I'm sure you don't want to work the shift they're giving you.
Why don't we do two today, boys? Let's do two today.
I don't know if I can do two today, Mike.
Okay. All right. I'm deferring to you.
Yeah, we're doing three tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll be okay.
Yes.
We got it.
Oh, you're doing three tomorrow?
Three tomorrow. Yeah. That's the schedule that we've worked out.
Oh,
but
on
M Street and on Wisconsin already, they already have in the heart of the district.
There are four cruisers
that are just sitting there with their lights on patrolling. That's it.
Yeah.
That sucks.
And by the way, if your boss gave you the week off to telework from home, that's probably the best way to roll.
Mm-hmm,
right?
It started now. It's already begun.
Yeah, on
so
66.
It's truly, truly insane.
Every sign on 66, Mike, as of last night around 10:30 was inauguration, telework.
Yeah,
inauguration, telework.
The thing that's wonderful for it is that, you know, every 4 years we have the peaceful transition of power, and that's what makes coming to D.C. and seeing an inauguration.
Didn't you go?
Yeah, you went with Jimmy.
It was freezing.
Didn't you take a boat?
Yes, I went by boat.
I went by boat from
like George Washington.
I cursed the name of our president. I cursed the name of our president after I went there because it was such a cluster F, and it's going to be the same way. And,
yeah. Have you ever been to a ball? I've never been to a ball. I remember begging.
I've never been to an inauguration.
When I was on the air, begging for anything. Like, I'll take the one that no one wants to go to, and nothing came my way.
Where did you want to go? Did you want to go 8? Is that when you wanted to go? 08?
Well, yes, the first year a black man was elected. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that was kind of the excitement level.
I don't think I even voted that year, to be honest.
But
that's really sad.
That was the cancel out year.
Yeah. But I wanted to go.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to be a part of history. I ended up at some rat hole in Glover Park, hammered, and then stumbled home and may or may not have cheated on my girlfriend at the time. I'm not sure.
Didn't we have the inauguration night? Of 08.
We were celebrating just with the wrong person.
We had a party. We had a station mandated party. Didn't we have that?
2000. No, it was before.
There was a place in Arlington.
It was the re-election.
Re-election.
Yes. The triple OG is when I was in a terrible relationship doing the wrong things.
Okay.
It's just, let me tell you, having gone with my dear friend Jimmy Cerrito to the last presidential inauguration, I will tell you this.
Like a colonial.
I felt like this. I have been to a couple of Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
Been very, very lucky. I've been to a World Series.
WrestleMania.
I have been to the U.S. Open golf tournament at Congressional.
Oh.
And I have been to a presidential
inauguration. You're going to Augusta?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to Augusta, and I'm not going to put that into the same category because that is something that...
That's just sacred ground, Mike.
On the sheer beauty and the fact that listeners were kind enough to do this for
$2
me,
hot dogs.
I'm spectacularly excited about that. But I will tell you about my feeling about the event.
Okay.
The event, you are setting yourself up for disappointment because when you have masses of humanity coagulating into one area, it's just not special. And it wasn't special at Obama's last inauguration because the crowd control, you're so far away from being able to see anything. What an inauguration is the VIPs, the people in Congress, the people that are in the know, are the people that get up to see it very closely. If you're a rube like I was.
Federal judge.
And I know we had passes. Didn't we have some kind of passes,
Mike,
to get in there?
You had a similar email to what I saw in the last couple of days where I have a colleague that said he's going. I said, don't do it. My friend Mike O'Mara went, and it wasn't anything like it was perceived on the map. And
can I lay out
the map for those that don't know what you get in an email?
Yeah.
You get an email and you have a layout of where the stage is and you have little zones like green zone, blue zone, red zone, yellow zone, where your seating is going to be or where your ticket for your section is going
to
be.
And your map on the email looks like you're going to be able to go, hey, Donald, way to go.
Or high five Obama.
Hope I can shake his hand.
And he said, well, I don't know what color I am. I said, if you're anything on the lawn and you might as well be at home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bottom line. Yeah.
Like a football game. Watch it on TV. That's the best way to do it.
Watch it on TV or, you know, do what I do on Friday. Leave the country. That's what I think. No, the fact is I'm going to stick around. I don't know. It's an interesting time. These are interesting times we live in. But the big event, and it doesn't have to be just an inauguration. It can be anything like that. It can be a big concert. When you're massing people in, there is a type of human being that has to be at the event.
Yep.
And these are the type of people that would push you down to get a better view of what they're looking
at. Of all the events that you've been a part of, and I've been to some of these with you, would you say that the worst for that sort of mentality is a Super Bowl?
Super Bowl, let me tell you the best example of the Super Bowl.
There is an event every day leading up to the Super Bowl, and all you hear that whole week in that town is, are you going to tonight's thing?
The party. Yeah, okay. Yes. Did you guys go to a Maxim party that I heard about on the air?
Yeah. Yeah, we went to a Maxim party.
I was just driving around in the sticker van.
That was in Tampa. That was the one that was in Tampa, and they had a Maxim party. And you think it's going to be 45,000 supermodels walking around, and there weren't.
No,
but there were lots of women that were attractive that were walking around this party. I remember that's when I forgot the line I used. Because I was drunk enough to remember.
Do you take euros
to use a line
or rubles?
And I
rubles.
Said,
Damn
I think
it.
My line may have been, "You haven't met me yet." I think that's what I said.
Hilarious.
I would walk up to the hottest woman in the room.
That is worth remembering.
I said, "Have you met me yet?" And they can't say no.
No.
You
do have a certain charisma that says, I may be a Hollywood studio executive.
Yeah.
I said, but if you've got enough alcohol coursing through your face to have that courage.
Probably dress nice.
I remember this one. She was like 5 inches taller than I was. And I went to, she was just gorgeous. And I went, have you met me yet? And
what
should
you say,
doll? I did it 3 or 4 times, and they all said no.
Oh,
so when they say no, which is their
I have not
first
met
answer,
you yet, boy chick.
Yes, they said no. I have not met you. Not the way you can bounce quarter off my incredible ass. That is spectacular. That was the Maxim party, which was, who I remember. He's been in the news lately with the whole John Lewis thing. Rob Schneider.
Of
was
course.
He was?
Yeah.
That would be an A-lister in my life.
Oh, it was not.
Was
He's
he cool?
Not an A-lister. No, I didn't talk to him. I just saw him.
Oh, you eyeballed him.
He is so generally regarded as a
Who was
stain.
Playing? Who was playing? Wyclef John. Wyclef John was playing
At
on
that
the stage
point,
there.
He would have been Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo.
Yeah, he was, as far as Schneider goes.
Yeah.
He was at the pinnacle of his
Apex.
Little career. That's that's what it was.
Hey, making copies.
But more often than not, that was a great Saturday Night Live bit. That was Rob Spiewak, who is the Saturday Night Live historian, has taken the one bit that Rob Schneider did that made me laugh. On Saturday.
Oh, that never made you laugh.
That was
horrible.
That was a funny
bit. I loved
bit.
It, man. I
that
loved
was the
it.
Meme where they came into the office.
Hey Mikey with the mug making copies.
He did it with Tom Hanks, right? Didn't he do it with Tom Hanks?
No, he was always. They might have done a one-off with Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks is the big one for Tom Hanks was when he was the stand-up comedians behind the scenes talking to women as they walked by.
And we've got a front row seat.
That's right.
Is that it?
Not even eye contact.
All right. Well, we've been flapping our gums, and it is Wide Open Wednesday, and we have to do our contractually obligated phone calls here. 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You are on the air.
Oh, they just hung up. Those rat bastards. One more before we go to break.
Yes. Okay. Hello. There it is. Wide Open Wednesday phone calls. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. How you doing, Mike?
Doing great. Well, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Check it.
My name is Kian. Kian Banks, calling from Oklahoma City.
The heartland. We don't get a lot of calls from Oklahoma City. How you doing today? What can we do for you?
Well, it is my 45th birthday today.
Thank God.
Oh, man.
Is it Kian with an N or Kiam with an M?
N as in Nancy.
Nancy.
Let's give Kian the traditional Mike O'Mara birthday song. All right, ready? One, two, three.
Thunder.
Kian.
Okay.
Anything special that you have planned to celebrate your birthday, Kian?
well, when you're old and stuff, you just take the kids to tennis practice and volleyball practice, and that's your day.
Oh, so, man, you've given up already, Kian. That's so sad.
Kian,
sounds great.
Kian, there's got to be some joy in your day outside of this phone call.
Yeah, what about some cake? Maybe ice cream?
I'm on a diet.
Let me explain, Kian. Kian, God bless you. Have a wonderful birthday. Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate that. Let me just explain something about children, all right? My morning was spent... we have a friend of this show that I have not spotlighted enough. I have mentioned his name, but he needs to be mentioned once again and spotlighted. I don't care if I use his full name. He might not like that, but I don't care. His name is Ralph Rice, and we call him Fry.
Yeah.
Oh, the best. The best.
Fried Rice sent my kid a couple of shaved down hockey sticks for little kids. He has given tickets out the wazoo, and he has taken me to hockey games. He has been so generous. He is such a generous,
he's the nicest friend I never had.
Love him.
Wonderful, wonderful guy. What does that mean?
We still haven't even hung out. Every time we go to the game, I was like, let's hang out
with him. He's a lot of fun.
Well, no, he's busy working in his defense.
That's true.
He sends my kid... these two hockey sticks, one left, one right. Just so perfect for him. Just a full, real hockey stick for a little guy.
Yeah.
And it was a wonderful gift. Carla says, should we give it to him? Let's do it tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow, when it's his half birthday. I've been making a joke about that I'm going to get him a cupcake on his half birthday. Carla's mother of the year. Don't go, that's a nice, sweet thing that she's doing.
This is what's ruining our society, Mike, half birthdays. So, yeah. My sister has the same thing. Trust me. You know, I looked at my little niece and I said, no half birthdays in this house.
You know, Mike, with your health issues, she might be better served to do your half birthday.
Thank you, Rob.
Let's double down on daddy.
Yeah, come on. Focus on the now.
So my morning was spent trying to explain to a three-year-old that he can't play hockey in the house. So,
how'd that go?
Sweet.
Just wanted to take a moment out to tell you, you are such a generous guy, and I sent you the picture of Michael today, but I wanted to do it publicly on the air because I know you're a big fan of the show.
Good
and
man.
You rock.
That Great is man.
And yes. Rob Spiewak, you've enjoyed like 20 hockey games from Fry.
And you know what? He's fantastic. The kind of guy that not only offers you tickets, he says, I wanted to make sure you got good seats. These are going to be on the aisle so you have some leg room. I mean, he really sweats.
That's wonderful.
The details.
Right.
What a great guy. Yeah. Love him.
And by the way, if you think, and Oscar, I know you've gotten some tickets too.
Yes. Right. I don't ever get leg room, but
you don't need it because you're a squirt.
That's wonderful. But he's such a generous guy.
No, the tickets are always, these are better tickets than I could ever buy.
Yes,
a,
so
B,
true.
I don't deserve them. C, it's really gotten me into hockey.
Great guy. And I love hearing Rob taking his son to hockey games,
right?
Getting into the sport that I love.
So it's great.
It's a win-win all around. So he's a good guy, and I just wanted to say that once and for all. And all right, let's take one more before we're already late in the show today.
Yes.
We will take one more phone call and then take a commercial break. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air.
Hey, Mike. This is Matt from Dubai.
Wow,
what?
Matt from Dubai. This is a record right here. Wow. How are you, sir? Oh, this is a tough connection from Dubai. Are you on, what kind of phone are you on, Matt?
Just a regular cell phone.
Okay, now I can hear you. What time is it in Dubai?
It's 6:30 in the afternoon or evening.
Time machine.
6:30 in the evening. Always amazes me the way this world of ours works.
He's already seen the news.
And so you're enjoying the show in Dubai, Matt. That's wonderful. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to make sure Rob didn't take his shirt off.
Oh, that's right. Dubai, baby. Is that worth coming in?
That is.
Is that worth coming
that's
in?
That's awesome.
Right there
he is.
Matt in Dubai in the house. You rock. Dubai, yes, worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you. We love it.
God bless you. Stay safe. Don't get out on any of those roads where they cut your head off. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Did you two get into my four-quadrant popcorn tin?
Relax. We were just sniffing it.
Stand up and show me your fingers. If I see any cheese dust, you're both grounded.
Dust-free, happy.
Dude, you're unbelievable.
Popcorn is the snack of the people.
No, it's a snack for dads only. I get one tin a year from my armoire dealer in Cincinnati. It's the only thing that gets me through the season.
There are so many sad things in that sentence, but I honestly think the winner is Cincinnati.
Well, just keep your hands off the tin. That's it, end of story. And the same goes for the thermostat. Yeah, I see you two looking.
That's because it's colder in this house than it is outside. Yeah, man, can't you spare, like, 2 more degrees?
If you two are so cold, go out and shovel the walkway. That ought to work up a sweat, but good.
Murray Goldberg had a lot of dumb dad rules, but nothing equaled his hard line on snow.
No monkeying around out there when you're done. This weather is treacherous.
Oh, here we go. Another lecture on the dangers of cold weather.
I'm serious. It's not safe out there. You got frostbite, avalanches, and deadly icicles.
Icicles aren't deadly. They're refreshing and delicious.
They're knives that can fall from the sky at any moment. Sky knives! They kill 1 billion people a year.
That seems high. Dad, come on. It's snow day. Can't we at least go outside and build one tiny awesome snow fortress?
Absolutely not. You shovel that walkway before it turns into ice. And no forts. I mean it.
Naturally, we did the opposite, because forts are awesome.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Fiber Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. We just proved that.
Yeah.
TMOS listeners get it, and if you're here, so do you. Guy calls from Dubai because he doesn't want you to take your shirt off.
Well, you know what? I think it's nice that I have an international influence, and he didn't mention it, but his phone, solid gold.
Yeah. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 or MikeOmeraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Bamboo HR. Do you run or manage a small business? If so, you know the daily grind of resolving payroll issues, answering questions, putting out fires, chasing down data, filing, organizing. It sucks. It never stops. You need Bamboo HR. Mm. Everything about Bamboo HR is designed to make life easier for business owners, those who manage human resources, and even the employees. Bamboo HR is the complete online HR management software for small to medium-sized businesses. It's one simple central system for keeping organized and detailed records for every employee. Bamboo HR is all about people, and people matter.
People!
People matter, baby. No more file cabinets, no more spreadsheets, no more messy whiteboards, and entirely accessible through the cloud from any location at any time. So simple and delightful to use. You won't need instructions. Everything is in one place. Job and salary history, vacation and sick days, benefits, training history, so much more. Perfectly organized for efficiency and peace of mind. We have a limited time offer for you. Visit BambooHR.com. Click on the microphone and enter the code TMOS to get a free 14-day trial. Try it, and you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. HR paperwork solutions made easy. BambooHR.com and the code TMOS.
Right.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes, an insane day in the nation's capital. Get ready for the rest of the week being insane, too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, we'll go to our D.C. resident. Oscar, do you get a sense that the Rubes are coming into town, that people are coming into town for the big festivities? What's going on?
And in the best context I have, because I've been living in the district for 2 inaugurations now.
If not three. One of them was Roosevelt.
And... I remember the first Obama inauguration that people were walking across the bridges just to get to the inauguration. But this is like a 6 a.m. We're coming in because it was so historic, right? Mm-hmm. Then the second one around, when we were still on WJFK and the studio was still on 10800 Main Street.
2008, yeah.
I remember.
Actually 9, because it was in January.
Having
nine, yeah.
to leave at 6 a.m. from my house because people were worried about the traffic then.
Yeah.
And it's no different now. And if anything, the security protocol overall for one of these events has gone up since the international social and climate, as far as that's concerned. I don't even call it social. It's really the threat climate, right?
Sure.
Of mm-hmm. what's available and what's possible these days. And I feel for the people that have to work the security for one of these huge events, regardless
probably
of the...
Probably my buddy Jerky. He's probably out there doing it.
Yeah, of the party, because... And whatever your political I guess influences, or what's a better word for influence? Your
political persuasion?
Proclivity?
Okay.
So does that work?
Not sure what you're saying, okay. But let's say that.
Persuasion. yeah.
Sometimes he does move his lips and just words come out.
Yes.
It's like those swinging balls on an executive desk. You just got to keep watching them.
I'm still learning. So
thank you, Fried. Thank you very much. Got a little message from Fried.
Oh, cool.
Still doing a show. Keep it in your pants.
I know.
I would say that...
You had your compliment. Now be quiet. It's amazing.
When you take Wisconsin Avenue going north, leaving the Georgetown area to one lane because of security, it doesn't help.
Well, what you've got is a flawed infrastructure. Infrastructure, and the fact is DC.
You just made fun of me for talking.
Well, what I did is I actually stumbled over a word. I didn't try to make up something as I was going.
Okay.
The infrastructure of DC is Mike. It's inadequate to handle.
I was thinking about your posture yesterday.
Why?
I know you want to steam through. Steam.
Why do you want to? Well, no, talk about me.
I was talking about yesterday. You know how yesterday when we were doing the bit at the opening of the show?
Yeah.
And the phone kept ringing.
It rang one time too many, yeah.
Because I was thinking about when you're doing the show. When I'm on my board here, I have a bank of sounds here, a bank of sounds here, a bank of sounds in front of me. Volume controls as I run my board down here. And while I don't sit in a cat-like position, you kind of sit in the position that I did when I used to do the Don and Mike show, which is you almost recline. You almost kind of recline.
Really?
Like right now, you mean, I'm not there, so
I'm gonna
I can't
give you,
see your
You stay
posture.
Right there, and I'm going to send you a picture. Just to
Excellent.
You, Rob. Just
Thank
to you.
You.
All right.
This will be like looking in a mirror.
Send it to me, too. Please.
I was thinking that...
It's so weird to be photographed and not acknowledge the camera.
I was thinking if you put your buttocks back in your chair
mm-hmm.
more
yes.
and centered your body like this, like sat like this.
Yeah. Like at the ready, back, at the ready.
With yeah. your back upright, you would be in what I like to call the athletic position. So
oh.
that you could...
Defensively basketball.
Athletic, that means...
it's getting ready to play a sport.
Oh, and a sport that is.
Would you say that your board work would be fleet of foot?
You mean,
like,
as
would
a
you
rule?
Not say that you've had issues over your career in this incarnation with not being exactly rapid on the board?
Sure.
Like with adjustments and levels and things. What are you looking?
I just got a. For? I just got a text of my picture from Oscar, and I take a look at my photo here.
Yeah, because the posture. You're right, Mike. The 45 degree angle of what he sits at is in the opposite direction.
It's leaning away from the source materials,
yes.
like the iPads that he uses, and also from the control board. That
I'd
he,
say this
Rob
is like
runs.
A textbook, beautiful posture picture. Right, I would
now,
say this
on.
This should be hanging in a chiropractor's office.
Like, I just, I got to change my camera because I did the same thing myself.
Yes.
Where now I'm sitting with my butt back and I feel like I can get to everything.
Can
you and I both, because we have stuff. Now, listen, I call this the, I don't want to bring him up again because he might sue us. But this is a former employee that used to sit in a chair.
Oh, yes.
A certain way, which might as well be reclining. And it just you sit back and you don't get anything done. I mean, that's why people stand up in the workplace. And I just have noticed that you tend to lean back when you're doing the show.
All right. Well, sometimes I do lean a little because I'm trying to see Oscar too. But as far
that's
as
not a good excuse.
Well, it is all I got, man. So do I get to answer?
You don't need to lean to see me. You just turn your neck.
You know what? I wish I didn't have that opportunity. So I'm guessing that if I were to sit up straighter, I guess I'm like technically closer, but I don't think it would. Oh, I did accidentally hit the button.
You just hit the button.
And
no.
You know why? Because I'm sitting up
then.
Straight. No, I'm
no,
sitting up straight
no,
now. I did.
No,
I moved
no,
my ass back like you asked me to.
You can move like... these arms. They articulate.
Oscar, be f***ing quiet.
Oh, God. Come on. I just think that yesterday, when you sit in the upright position, as I like to call it, the athletic position,
yes.
you are able to reach buttons a little bit better.
All right, well then I will sit in a different way and hit the buttons faster and more accurately.
Can
only
I,
if you think you can do can a better
you,
job.
Can you engage your abs right now and sit with your butt back, almost like if you're going to lift something?
The butt is all the way in the chair. It doesn't go any further back. So you know what
this is? Yes, it does. You don't think it does. You actually, it's a question of arching your back. That's how the butt goes back. If you arch your back.
Arch forward?
Now, I can tell you're not doing it. You're not doing it.
Ouch. Ouch.
Arch your back, which means you stick. You know what? This is true. This is like explaining the athletic position to a shortstop. Yeah. You arch your
Mike,
back.
Mike, I apologize that
back.
I come from
like
a broken home and I never played sports.
Oh, my God. No. You're right. So, you know, when you see like a
I'll
linebacker.
I'll do it.
Oh, this will be great.
Out. All right. There you go. That's it. You arch your back.
All right.
Arch
forward.
You're not arching your back. You're not even moving.
I'm listening to you and looking at him. I'm trying to get forward, right?
You put your butt back.
Okay.
And your chest out.
Yeah, push your chest up.
Make sure your chest is over your stomach.
How is that possible? Can you draw me a chart on that?
Do you feel resistance from your stomach or
I feel resistance from my coworkers?
Is it your spine? Does your back hurt?
No.
Okay. Well then you have a good back.
Yeah. So
you already look like you're more alert.
Yeah, because I've been yelled at.
No, it's not yelling. No, it's just a constructive.
Stay where you are.
As we all
like stand up, like you just were a little further.
Okay,
up, okay. And I'm going to send you the picture, and I'll show you, as far as proximity is concerned,
right?
How close you are to the buttons.
All right.
And this is actually
by the way,
shocking.
In the old way that I was sitting, I wanted the people know that aren't perhaps watching on video. It's not like I have to take two or three steps across the room to get to the buttons. The buttons have always been closer.
We're talking about inches. We're talking about when I do it, I will sit there as a show goes on,
right.
Especially if I'm tired. If I'm tired, I will kind of sit back like this.
Right.
And then that the butt will slide forward a little bit and it's kind of like this. When I'm ready to go, if I'm doing a bit, if I got to play the, you know, the board,
if he's got to entertain
stuff
right.
like that, I'm in that entertainment mood. Like I was doing that Donald Trump thing. I had to sit up straight because I got a lot of buttons that I'm pushing. Doing
sure.
That. The thing about it is that I think it's a helpful situation.
Pony, we need a side by side. If you don't mind, as a show pick.
Yeah. Before and after.
Yeah. It once you see this picture, Rob, I really think you're going to see the difference between you and the way that you actually are in front of your workspace and before you were leaning away from your workspace.
Like I know one thing, Mike, is after I see these pictures side by side, Oscar and I are going to be really, really good friends.
Okay, that's great. That's
it's really, you by know what? Way. This is good in so many ways. This is good from
better.
Within
this
and without.
This will make you feel better. First, we got to go to break, so play the music. Okay. We got to get into a break here. But the fact is that when I come back, I will tell you, I just gave you a little constructive criticism.
Yeah.
Now, when we come back, I will tell you how I beat the crap out of myself.
Oh.
After bragging to my wife for the better part of a week how I set the studio up correctly and then realizing yesterday that I didn't. We'll come back and tell that story. I'm such a mook. We're all hacks. We'll take a break. It's the Michael Mara Show.
The TMOS Elite Whiskey Society presents Questions for a Whiskey Drinker.
Chad from Orlando writes, I'm looking for a simple way to kick my whiskey up a notch. The simplest way, Chad, find some bitters, 2 to 3 dashes, and you will find some additional spicy notes and great complexity to your favorite whiskey. But you really want to go far? Smoke your glass. Piece of cedar wood, burn it, put the glass over the top, extra smokiness will come through every time you raise that glass up to your face.
Check out the TMOS Elite Whiskey Society on Facebook. Or in bars where fine whiskeys are sold.
Smoke your glass and don't ever do an episode of Americast.
When's the last one he did?
I do believe it was not in this calendar year, and I believe it was, you know what, I'll get you a date, as a matter of
fact. The promos rule.
He's into that Whiskey Society.
Love
that. Does the camera look all right, Oscar?
Looks great.
That?
Looks great.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We talk about, in January, our TMOS bonus packages more than you will ever hear us talk about them because this is the go month, and we're coming to the end of that month, and this is really, 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 really important. I don't like to get heavy on you, but occasionally I have to let you know the reality that we are in, and the reality that we are in is that in order for us to keep providing this quality entertainment for you, the bonus packages have to sell, and they have to sell well. And that's why we urge you, if you haven't thought about it until this time, Oscar was mentioning it yesterday, the entertainment speaks for itself. We love the bonus packages.
It's well worth it.
They're really fun to listen to, and we're not putting our hand out. We're actually selling something to finance this show.
Yes.
And so we're
not a good product, a product we're proud of.
Absolutely, and we need you to support it better than you are. That's the bottom line. You need to support it better than you are. Have we done a little bit better?
We have been
making strides in the right direction. Don't be so negative. We have been making strides, but we need to do better. We really do. So please get yourself the bonus package. Whether you subscribe, when you subscribe, you get an entire year of access from the day you sign up. Whether you want to buy it, whether you want to give it, if you want to renew it, please do it today. Click the bonus banner and subscribe to the Mike O'Mara Show bonus packages. And we thank you in advance. Yeah. Yesterday at the end of the show.
Oh, real quick, Mike, the last Americast, 22 November 2016.
Get Marcus on the phone.
All right.
Yeah, let's get him on the horn.
On the blower? Blower. Activate. Blower.
Yeah, you know what? And let's check if Marcus is if he's a bonus show subscriber. Let's double check those numbers.
Let's do that.
Make sure. I go week to week.
22 November is unacceptable.
No, you know what?
He does it out of the goodness of his own heart. We don't pay him. He's fine if he wants to do it.
We're
going to
build a virtual wall with names.
As a matter of fact, don't call Marcus. Thank you. That's fine. I don't need to talk to him.
He's running for office. It's a whole thing.
Oh, no. His wife is making a beautiful brie muffin, and so he's got to be in the kitchen.
You know, I think it's a challenging show to do, to be honest with you. You know, I mean,
it depends on his co-host. Because what happens if he gets in the studio with someone with a real appreciation for the language, like Steve Mermelstein, it flows like beautiful sap. But if he gets someone in there that's dragging their feet, then there's a lot of weight on his shoulders. Maybe he's having a hard time finding panelists.
What kind of show is it? Is it good?
I never miss it.
Do you really?
I've listened to every episode. I listen exclusively to podcasts on the way
P1.
To and from work.
So are you frustrated that he doesn't do new content?
Yes, I would love some content, please.
Oh my God. Just in. Breaking effing news.
Yeah.
By the way, Mike, when you see that picture, we don't have to address that right now because it is gonna derail the show.
Okay.
So there it is. This is completely organic.
Okay, it just happened?
I just said Marcus Serta, because for some reason I feel like he'd be the guy that doesn't buy the bonus show after all the support he already gives us.
Sure,
right? You know
what
I mean? Because he'll be like, I do my part. Right. I do the Elite Whiskey Society. I do the Americast once in a while. And
I travel down to the show, his studio. He's traveling.
That's right, he does.
Ponyboy just texted me. And this is why we have such a bond, is because Pony does not care who he throws under the bus
or
who he runs over. Or who
Myself included.
Or who he backs the bus over on.
Yeah,
right.
Marcus Serta asked Pony to give him free access to the bonus show.
Oh, no.
This is what we're talking about, people.
Wow.
This is why when I run the numbers,
wow,
we are below 1% conversion. It is completely.
Do you remember? When did he ask you? Hold on, wait. When did he ask you, Pony?
I think right before Christmas.
Mm. Do you think that's why he hasn't done one since you didn't do that?
No, he gave it to him.
No, I did.
Yeah,
I gave it to him.
Pony gave,
oh, you
the
gave it to him.
Yeah, he gave it to him.
You gave it to him, and he hasn't done it. God damn it, Marcus!
Marcus Serta.
I'm taking it back.
If Marcus Serta, who proclaims to be
the number one fan of the show.
Yeah, the number one stunner on our program, right?
Stunner.
The P1 of P1s.
Right.
Will not fork over some shekels.
Yep.
What is essentially less than a cup of coffee for a week.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
If he won't do it, how can we ask everyone else? What are we doing wrong?
Marcus, you must live by example. And Mike, we had a discussion once, the three of us in an automobile on I-95 North. We discussed that there are two types of people in the world. If you had to make it this way, there are givers.
Yes.
And there are takers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think Marcus Serta is New Year's. Mike, I believe this. That Marcus Serta's 2017 New Year's resolution should be to become a giver.
A giver.
Yes, he's not one right now.
You know what's sad about all of this?
What?
Is while we're doing
an
entertaining show. When I hear that our pharaoh of listeners, right? That's the guy.
Yeah, the man that knows the show inside and out.
Yeah.
The man that knows every... that fancies himself as kind of the ombudsman of the Mike O'Mara Empire.
Thank you.
Exactly.
And somebody where the all the fans of the show, the P1 fans, can interact with him because he spotlights it. Look, I don't want to. I'm going to piss somebody off here.
No, then collect your thoughts because you don't want to piss off the podcast.
It's not about the show. It's about his ass.
Okay.
Oh,
it's about him.
I just thought it was a reflection on us.
It's about him.
What are we doing wrong?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm ready for a counterpoint, but I think it's all about him, boys. That's what I think.
This is again.
Because as much as we can joke about it, the fact is that this is how we are getting it done. We don't have the radio job
you
up
don't
in
see
Burlington
me laughing.
Like certain other people.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? And that, to me, that speaks volume. And what's the deal? What's the psychological deal? I sent an email out to people. I sent an email out to people in our listening audience. And I said it, and I'll say it now publicly. Didn't want to, but this has tweaked me to say it, okay? We are week to week, month to month. We rely on a strong holiday season.
Yes.
We hopefully did well this past one. We won't know for a month or two whether we did. The fact is, this bonus show subscription is how we're feeding our goddamn family.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he goes, hey, by the way, and this is a guy that's gainfully employed.
Right.
And you know, it's just frustrating that somebody that aligns himself so passionately and is known up the flagpole to be such a huge fan, it's frustrating. It really is when I think about it that somebody... How are you feeling about throwing him under the bus now,
Pete? This is great.
No!
Step into my office. Wow.
Because you're fired.
No, the thing is, it's sad. It makes me sad.
Be our ombudsman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lead by example. Lead by example, Marcus, and give.
It makes me sad. It makes me sad.
When he wrote, did he say, hey, pies aren't flying off the shelf? Like, if he's having a hard time, like, I get it.
If he's having a hard time, I retract.
Yeah, we totally get that. Yeah.
Actually, it was more along the lines of I used to get it from Mark. So, just kind of a continuation of that.
The root of the problem. Yeah.
Oh, that you mean when the show was really really speeding along?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we had a two cylinder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tercel. Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, so
and he framed it that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who framed Roger Rabbit?
It's frustrating. You know, and the thing is that I think that perhaps in his mind, because he generates that content. He generated
a few months
content.
Ago, yeah.
Oh, yeah, a couple of months ago. You would think that there would be some kind of... It's not... That type of show is not going to generate any interest or passion at all if you don't do it on a regular basis.
I got to do it
just like I've been talked to by a certain Bolivian business manager of my show who has said, we generate more content because that's what people want. Fresh, new content. Yep. That's what people
want. They want to come in on... Because a majority of our audience does not get federal holidays off.
That's true.
They are slaying that dragon. And I remember having a serious conversation with Pony, Mike, and Rob. And I said, look, I know it's a federal holiday. We respect MLK. But let's get in and do a show for those people that are coming in and slaying the dragon.
Right.
Yeah, and the bottom line is, as we look forward to 2017, we're going to have the principal characters a lot more than you've had them before.
Yep.
The fact is, we already talked about it.
That,
you know, what you have told us with the surveys that we've done with you is that, it's not like we're going to have everybody there all the time, but the fact is, we're going to have new content all the time.
Yeah,
and that's something that Oscar researched and we're psyched about.
In 2016, we took a total of 5 days off where there was no new content. It was, and by the way, it was just best of for 5 days.
Right.
That's calendar year 2016.
Mm-hmm. So we're very proud of it, and we're very proud of the bonus shows, and we're very happy that people are supporting the bonus shows. We always need to do better. And really, look, I could sit here all day long and talk about it, but the fact is that the vast majority of our program is offered to you free of charge, and we love doing it. We have advertiser support,
right,
and we have Amazon support.
We appreciate
like that.
That.
But at the end of the day, the thing that takes this to the area of being viable is bonus show. And the percentages of listeners that actually do that are dick, and they're still dick. And we need you to do better, or... unfortunately, it's not going
to
be around.
It's tough. Period. And it's to clarify, it's without the foreskin. Like, really, we're talking about minimal.
Okay, I'm with you. All right.
So anyway.
Wasn't sure where he was headed.
That's a mindset we need to change. And that, you know, the Marcus thing tells me more than ever, we have to change it. And like, we may not be explaining it the right way.
I think this is maybe an offline conversation. We really have to tell people the value of what we're giving them.
Yeah. I think so. I really, really think so. And this is a
And we will show. Owe you.
This is like any radio show you would get in the country, and we are on radio stations around the country, and the fact is that we take pride in what we do, and we need to do it. Would you like to tip in, Rob?
Yes, I think everyone should subscribe to the bonus show.
We need more Ron Eakes.
Yes, we do.
Thanks.
And Mike, right, I will say...
Sit up straight!
I'm sitting up straight! What did I say? Marcus, everybody, 2017, be givers. Don't be takers.
Yep.
Everybody on board.
Everybody on board. Yes. Why are you pointing at your brother like that?
What? Because he is sitting up straight. It's just there's so much fleece on that sweatshirt that you really can't see that he's sitting up straight.
He's playing music. He's turning the music up really loud. Take a break. Well, that's Rob playing us out. We'll come back with more fun. It's a weird show today. We'll be right back, everybody. Hey, Rob Spiewak, when you go to the beach, what are your three favorite things to do?
Oh, well, I love to go swimming in the ocean, of course. I love the girls on the beach. They're always in reach. And I always love listening to 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
Was that three things or four things?
I think it was three.
Ah, shut up!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by CISO. Oh. We were talking to Rob before about CISO. It's comedy for comedy nerds. Rob is all over this site. I love this site. CISO, spelled S-E-E-S-O, the new on-demand ad-free streaming service that brings you the best comedy ever all in one place. How much do you love this service?
I love it. As a matter of fact, I went to it this weekend. They do a thing on NBC where they do an old Saturday Night Live rerun on Saturday night at 10 o'clock, and they showed the one with Carrie Fisher and the Blues Brothers, one of the all-time greatest episodes, but they only show an hour of it. And I said, what did I miss?
You get the full deal on CISO,
right? Went to CISO. It was all there, man. It's the best. They have every episode of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, they actually air every episode of SNL ever. They also include new episodes the day after they air. Also, The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon and Late Night with Seth Meyers the day after they air. If you like British comedy, how about The Original Office with Ricky Gervais? They've got original content, stand-up, improv, sitcoms, classics, and brand-new comedy as well. CISO, S-E-E-S-O, has it all. Right now, our listeners can try CISO free for 2 months when you use the promo code TMOS at checkout. After that, it's only $3.99 a month. Go to SEESO.com right now to sign up for 2 months free with the promo code TMOS at checkout. That's CISO.com, promo code TMOS. The critics have spoken. CISO is the future of comedy, and it's funny, and it's content, and I love it. Welcome back to the show. Yeah, I was beating the crap out of myself. I got back to the studio down here in Florida and was so proud of the fact that all the little buttons were in the right place, and then I realized I was doing the show for a week without my audio chain being properly installed, and oh, what an idiot I felt like. So, you know, yesterday I was sitting there towards the end of the show. When you don't have a proper, I don't want to get too technical.
Setup.
When you don't have proper processing on an audio signal going out to the radio for voice, it will occasionally degrade if you're just going through a board.
Right.
So yesterday, towards the end of the show, I had a conversation that went something like this at the end of the show. I said, "Hey, guys, I'm wondering, I can't really hear myself that well." Rob says to me, "Go to the back of your audio processing unit. Now switch the things." And I'm like,
"Gee, Rob, I think that worked."
He well, didn't save the day. He knew
Rob
exactly what to do.
Immediately, Rob knew where to go.
Well, with keeping it really simple, you run your voice through a compressor outside of your board, right? And there is a cord that is called an insert that takes the sound out of the board into the compressor, then back in. You had it into an output that was just putting it into the compressor, but staying there. And yeah, so it never made its way back. But
close.
It was an easy
was
fix. He missed it by one hole.
Yeah.
That's it. And how many times does that happen?
The thing is, I've done this
wrong
a few
hole.
Times now. And look, I remember the first time I put this all together myself with your help. And then I remember when I put it together, and then you gave me some help with numbers with Pony with our technical equipment.
Right.
But this was the first time that I signed on after we got back, and I was like, hi, guys. And you were like, ooh, there he is. And, you know, just it really, once again, and boys and girls, if you're listening to my voice right now, remember these letters. They're all capitals. D, G, H.
Yes.
Those letters don't get happy.
I had a gentleman I met by chance yesterday. He said, oh, you do a podcast. We try to set up a podcast studio here in the office, the corporate office,
sure.
right? And I said,
everybody does.
And usually I would get, because I'm such a nerd about this, I get really into the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But it is so complicated to get it right that I said, it's not easy. Kept walking.
Yeah.
That's all. I didn't have time to break it down.
It's the difference of having, like, in the old days, like a portable cassette recorder.
Yes.
And then a full component-driven system in your house.
Let me tell you the way I think. And this is really, if you think about the way we've done it,
yeah.
The only way that the amateur can attempt to become a professional is by doing it.
Yep.
You have to do it yourself. If you bring people in to help, it ain't going to work because you're going to have a problem that comes up. And the one thing I will tell you, all of us have done this, some more excelled than others, but I will tell you that slowly but surely, the more I do my own thing, I become more versed in what's going on, and that's very helpful. I can't even work my own TV. I can't, you know, I got 40 people telling me go watch Goliath with what's his name, Billy Bob Thornton, and I can't get it because I don't
Amazon
know.
Prime.
I've got an Apple TV. How do I get Amazon Prime on my TV? I want to watch Goliath. God damn it,
Mike.
He's a lawyer. Lawyer in that show, right? Is that
yeah,
the deal?
It's supposed to be fantastic.
Yeah. Also, Grandpa Bob watches. Horny Bob.
I must also highlight that you had an Xbox One in Maine, and you put it on your wall with Velcro, and it fell
and
off,
it
the
tore
wall.
Off the
yes.
wall. Yeah,
it was great for a while though.
Yeah.
We just had never seen that type of setup.
No,
before.
We hadn't. No, it was very efficient.
We don't have a lot of time on the show, Ken, because we took
Can I answer
phone
your
calls.
Question?
Let me just get this in really quickly.
All right.
I want to hopefully kill two birds with one stone.
Got it.
I want a game, first-person shooters like
Far
Cry.
I want a game.
Stop it. I'm serious. This is really
It was a little Betty Davis-y of you there. I'm just saying.
I want a game.
Listen, I want to get this in because that's not the time of the show, but I want a game.
Can I get a gaming console and Amazon Prime with the same purchase?
You can game on Amazon with Amazon Fire. Do not game though with that platform. That's not what you want.
It's gonna be terrible.
Yeah, it's gonna be terrible. As far as buying an Xbox One and getting
to buy something else to attach to my TV to see.
It's $30. You get a little fob, stick it on the side, Amazon Fire, and you get to get
and just
your
stick
Amazon
it into another
HDMI.
For the TV?
HDMI. That's all you need to do.
Do you have a Blu-ray or DVD smart DVD player? Because
no,
I can watch Amazon through my DVD player.
But most smart TVs.
All of my components down here in Florida are stupid.
Well, but now, but
well, that's all they sell.
Apple TV and Samsung TVs and LGs, they don't put Amazon Prime on, or they don't put Amazon Prime on their or their programming on their TVs because they're two different brands.
When
so
I went
the
to
Sony
Shelly's,
DVD has it.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
I went to Shelly's TV store down here, I was walking in and I said, I noticed these prices on the smart TV wall are extremely expensive. Do you have a better prices on the stupid TV wall? I'd like to really show me some of the really dumb television. That's what I'd like to do.
Is the symbol for Shelly's still a shell?
Yeah, it's a shell.
Mike.
It's a shell with two eyes.
You could just pretend to do the show and be busy in your studio office and watch the show as we're doing, like just like we're doing the show right now. You can
right.
just log in on your computer and say, Carla, I need a couple more hours and work on production and just watch Goliath.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I could take that thing that you attach the show to.
Yeah.
The what's it, the fire thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The HDMI
and
or FireWire.
Stick that in.
Or you could just stop doing the show right now and watch Goliath. Like right now. On your
but
you
don't
pull it up on Amazon Prime.
Love to keep you on the show for another 24 minutes.
But I can like take my computer out and see, I'd like to do it wirelessly though.
Okay, now you're getting greedy. You got
I want it wirelessly. You are in that chair.
Doing Roku.
Or you can get Roku.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to pay the import tax.
How much is Roku? How much is Roku?
$40.
That's just another thing to attach. I want to cut the cord, okay? I'm tired of paying for movies.
Don't want to do that.
DirecTV.
Then do Roku.
Can't do that. I did that for 2 years, Mike, and I'm telling you, for what we do for a living, the time it takes to find an account that gives you access to that programming that everybody's talking about, or get to the game, or figure out how much you got to pay Verizon to figure out if you can get the NFL pass.
If nothing else, Mike, we know you, and you don't have the patience for the searching that comes with being a cord cutter.
10 minutes per program.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's my. This is, of course, after Christmas, but this is my Christmas list that I gave to Carla, and I will give you a buzzer for no and a ding for yes. Okay.
Things that you received.
My sister said that a hot tub would help me with my geriatric issues, and so I asked. I said, "Can we get like a little 2-person hot tub?" That's a no. I asked Carl. I said, "I'd really like to get a game console because I'd like to do some gaming down here because Oscar gave me one for my birthday that I used up in Maine."
Couldn't you just brought it down from Maine?
No, I didn't want to. It was just too much bulk. I didn't want to do that. And then I want to. Let me see.
These new food lines are really a hassle.
That's right. Oh, that's right. I want to be thin, but that's not happening either.
Didn't come in the stocking.
I want to be thin, and I want an AR-15 with a special cabinet that goes in the wall behind a painting.
In Florida, Mike, that's probably the easiest thing to do.
Yeah.
B, a hot tub. If I'm not mistaken, isn't there a hot tub across the street from you?
No, there's a regular pool.
Okay. Is there a hot tub on premise?
No, and I don't like
on premise, Mike.
That, you know what? I am not a germaphobe, but that is my one germaphobic element of being me. I do not get into community hot tubs.
Oh yeah,
I feel like I'm sitting in fecal soup.
There's one at the rec center that looks cagey at best.
I'm not somebody that wants to dive in. Like if you wouldn't see me at a resort or on a cruise ship or any place like that. If we eventually do the TMOS cruise through the Caribbean, if we ever get lucky enough to do that one year, I will not be in a hot tub with listeners. I will be in a hot tub with listeners.
But we could save time. We could make the listeners get in before we filled the hot tub.
That's disgusting.
Doesn't the heat kill all the germs?
No, because to kill germs, you really have to bring
chlorine?
It up to... Well, the chlorine will help. But the thing is to heat it to kill germs, you have to boil it, and that would kill people.
I just see myself. Here's what I picture.
The chlorine does a lot.
It's midnight. We've had a few drinks, and I decide I'm going to go pop
from
into the
pavement.
Hot tub. And I sit down, and I got two listeners. Say, hey, where are you from? Well, I'm from Sacramento. I'm from Mobile, Alabama. Oh, what's your name? Well, my name is Sal. Oh, Sal? Yes, Sal Manila. And this is my buddy over here, and he's Peter Legionnaire. Peter Legionnaire is sitting in there, and they're having a fantastic
time. Pete Legionnaire!
Mm. Right, yeah. And then, hey, come on over. Hey, we're having a drink. Come on in, Herb Peas.
Oh, my God.
All right,
there's something called hot tub bacteria. And
great movie.
Even if you own hot tubs, you got to fight it.
Yeah.
Like, you
know,
you could get it yourself if you own your own hot tub.
Yeah.
You know, all the pubes and the foam.
Oh,
yes, the pubes. And by the way, when I went up and I moved into that house up in Maine, and they had one of those whirlpool tubs that he jammed into the corner, and I filled the thing up, and I hadn't been in the house. The house hadn't been occupied in like 2 years, and I turned on the jets, and I swear to God, it was like being in an episode of Star Wars, only the lightsabers were made out of pubic hair.
Yeah, well, what happens is when a whirlpool tub sits unused, water stays in those pipes.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's foul.
What's the difference between a whirlpool? I don't have these luxuries.
A jacuzzi is a brand name.
Okay.
A jacuzzi is a brand of whirlpool.
Okay.
But we had one in a hotel once with the kids, and there was a big sign, an engraved sign that says, "Do not use bubble bath in the whirlpool." What do you think we did first thing that night? Mr. Bubble.
There was
bubbles. 10 feet high?
Yeah.
I have pictures of the kids looking like they're escaping.
Was it shaped in a heart?
It was shaped like a penis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, if they had one down here, you know, it would basically be Slough Off Alley. You know, basically.
Just
seriously.
Skin.
How much skin would be in there? Old scab skin? No, thank you.
See, Mike, none on the cruise ship, the day after you have that meetup, you're doing some talk, and your skin literally falls off your body.
Falls off, yeah. Falls off. Tenderize. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The autumn wind is a pirate.
And Nicky Diamond is like the hair of the dog after a night out with the Hell's Angels.
Fantasy guy in the know.
The playoffs are here. There's only one place to get the best football analysis
from the prognosticator of Pahrump.
Best show on the network.
Brought to you by Pond World,
where you'll be treated like a king.
Follow Nikki on Facebook at Nikki D. Light him up.
Nikki Diamond, light him up!
They're going to find him dead somewhere one day.
Yeah. I don't know why that is in my brain always.
He'll be in the hot tub. Yeah.
Oh, there are a lot of those hot tubs in Pahrump. Welcome back to the show, brought to you by Vistaprint. There's nothing better than handing someone your card. It's a classy move, and it makes a dynamite first impression. When you enter the promo code TMOS at checkout, you will get 500 cards for under 10 bucks. 500 cards for under 10 bucks. We got another special card today, Rob Spiewak.
If I was as pretty as this lady, I'd put my picture on my card too. Look at her. Her name is, I believe, Carissa Grigsby, and she is a champion realtor in New Mexico.
Me wet meow.
And she is a qualifying broker, owner, and realtor. But look at that beautiful picture. And they.
What's your first name again?
Charissa or Carissa?
Can I see that?
I think it would be Carissa.
Chorizo.
But it is it's a beautiful
Chorizo,
card.
Chorizo, it's not a sausage, thank you.
Carissa.
It's Carissa. Carissa. But isn't that a gorgeous card? And the way she was able to customize it with her own picture and her information, Vistaprint can do anything.
Bonnie, why don't you buy a house in New Mexico?
I'm on it.
She was smart enough to get a card at Vistaprint. You can use a Vistaprint template or your own logo. Vistaprint will make you look great. Every one of us has designed a card at Vistaprint. It's easy, 100% user-friendly, and it always looks sensational. Remember, Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout for that great deal, 500 cards for under 10 bucks, $9.99. What a deal that is. And send us your card. You can send it to Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007, and Rob might read yours just
Love
like
it.
He did that lovely young lady from New Mexico right here on the show. Vistaprint and you, perfect together, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on just a second. Hold on. Wait a minute. I got a
problem. Lean into it, Mike.
Sit up straight.
News. I muted it because Bribe was sending me all those messages. I don't know. Thank you. Shut up.
I didn't say anything.
All right. I got a tightrope walk around this story.
Yes.
Okay.
This is a little nasty. Last year, Gwyneth Paltrow expounded on the virtues of having part of her body steamed.
Oh, that's
right. I remember.
Right. Yeah.
You might call it steam the vagine. That's what she was talking about.
That
not all
rugs.
The medical experts were in her corner on that one, but that isn't
her
stopping
corner.
Her from suggesting more improvements to a lady's, you know, area.
Sure.
She's got an item on her Goop website called the Jade Egg. Have any of you ever heard of the Jade Egg?
No,
it sounds like a Charlie Chan movie.
It is a polished...
God damn it.
Can he ever get away from it? Can you ever... Yes, of course
we're
it
in
does.
2017.
When was the last time that movie was ever... No, I'm not letting you ruin this story. All right.
Please, continue. Item
on her coupe. It's a...
Thank you so much.
It's a polished stone in the shape of an egg, and you carry it with you in your purse, but you don't carry it in your purse. You carry it in
your
that
change
purse.
Your human change
that,
purse.
Yes. That human purse.
Yes.
So what are the benefits of this? The website says, quote, fans say regular use increases... Is it chi or chai? Was it chi?
Your chi.
Chai tea.
But the chai is the...
It's the chi, right?
The chi, yeah.
It increases
like
your
chi. Tai chi.
It increases...
Tai chi.
Your muscle tone and your hormonal balance. And
hold up,
your
muscle tone everywhere or just the purse?
My mom had a change purse when I was a kid that had a ton of quarters in it, and it burst. So be careful.
Oh, God.
Now, that's a nasty image right there.
Hey, I'm talking about making change in my pants.
The Jade Egg costs $66, and while it's currently sold out at Goop, these things aren't new. You can find them all over the place. Just Google Jade Egg or Yoni Egg, Y-O-N-I. Yoni being the ancient name for that thing the president-elect likes to grab. So that's what it is. There.
Yoni.
All right, anyway, Jerry Seinfeld just signed a big new deal with Netflix, and he's bringing his Crackle show, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with him. Yeah, all right. Netflix is ordering 24 episodes of that show. No word on how much the contract is worth. Who cares? Yes, Oscar Santana.
You remember when Crackle, this is worth, was their claim to fame.
That they had the Comedians show.
And Joe Dirt, too.
Yep.
So they're essentially saying...
They're done.
It's over.
They put all of their coins in the David Spade purse.
And it burst.
The changeover will happen... later this year, and at that point, Crackle will be out of business with Jerry. By the way, Netflix isn't getting Seinfeld. It'll remain on Hulu.
Okay, well, that's probably because of the NBC connection.
But the dollars that he will get, because he originally had dollars from Crackle, now it's Netflix
dollars.
Double
dipping, yeah.
Then he's got the Hulu Seinfeld money. Oh.
But you know what? Money is not the money is still in his actual broadcast syndication, because I believe it was something at the time like over $1 million per episode for syndication. And think of all the markets that have it.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Right. Yep. He needs the money. He does. He needs the money. Word has it that Lady Gaga is taking on the Super Bowl halftime show next month alone. So she is not going to be with a group of performers. That reverses.
Not Tony Bennett.
Oh God! That reverses.
Hey everybody!
That was rough. That was a rough.
Hey, how about your poker face?
I can't see you, but I know you're there.
poker face. Hey. How you doing, Lady Gaga? Good to be with you. That reverses a 6-year trend of having a headliner and a few additional guests. The last act to do the show solo was The Who in 2010. Meanwhile, there was a report that the NFL was banning Gaga from making any kind of political statements during the show, but the league is denying it. An NFL spokesperson says, quote, "This is unsourced nonsense from people trying to stir up controversy where there is none." Of course, that doesn't mean she will bring politics into it, just that it's apparently her call. That, to me, now piques my curiosity
might
be up to.
She's an amazing performer, and I've said before, I don't think we've seen the best of her yet. I think she's still growing. I'm excited to see her do halftime. I can't wait to see what she does.
By the way, Gaga is practicing in a tent that she built in her backyard, and she says she's training for it every day with her jade egg.
Can't have any change falling on stage.
Let's see that hatch.
Here's more proof that social media is officially uncool.
Yeah?
It is now more popular with old people than young people. Of course, by old, I mean 35 and up, which isn't that old unless you ask a teenager or someone in their 20s to define old. According to a new study by Nielsen, people 35 to 49 now spend the most hours of any age group on social media. They spend an average of 7 hours a week. People 18 to 34 spend just over 6 hours a week. The study also found women spend more time on social media than men. 25% of women's time online is on Facebook, Instagram, and the rest, versus 19% for men. And Facebook is still the Mac Daddy, the most popular social network.
It
and
is.
I think numbers and age don't matter. What it matters is that we're all lazy. It is the laziest way of communicating of anything.
These youngsters
really
have an option we didn't have, whether we were married, engaged, taken, when we were all getting into social media, which is called online dating, right?
Sure. Yep.
So if you're there and you're on Tinder, where are you going to spend most of your time if you're younger? Swiping right to see if you can get laid or meet someone, or are you just going to be looking at your cat pictures and cat video?
Clicking like.
And now a little something something. Back in October of 2012, a guy in Holland, Michigan, found a dead squirrel and took it into his girlfriend's apartment to cook it up and eat it. But before he could dig in, he had to remove its fur. And for any of you outdoorsmen, you know the process. His method was a propane blowtorch. Burn the fur off. But the squirrel caught on fire, unfortunately. Then the apartment caught on fire. Then the entire apartment complex caught on fire. Now, there has been a huge legal battle between the apartment complex and the woman's insurance company in the 4 years since the fire, with the numbers as big as $2 million being thrown around to cover damages. But now, thank God, the building and the insurance company just settled for $300,000. I think that's good news.
When
asked about the fire, the man said, and I quote, "Well, I could have skinned it for ye, but where the fun be in that? Size, varmints is always tasting better when you torch them." Thank you very much. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll take a break. Come back with Rob's Little Sounds right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm Gary Stein.
You know, Gary, if you want the latest information about the latest technology, there's only one place to go.
Wikipedia?
No, Tech 411, starring Oscar Santana and
New
Todd
episode.
Moore.
Never heard of it.
Oh, they're both very lonely, sad guys who are very into tech, and they want to share
news.
That with the world.
I didn't know they had a podcast.
Yes, they do. It's right here as part of the More Broadcasting Network.
Who?
For more information,
I was online
visit
with
us
Todd
at
last night till 1 a.m.
That's wonderful. Love Tony. Love Gary. Great guys. Absolutely show business royalty on the More Network.
Yes.
We love those guys. So please check out the Tony Perkins Show. They love doing it. You'll love listening to it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We want to tell you all about Amazon. Amazon. I always shop through Amazon. The TMOS Amazon portal is for consumers in the net. Amazon.com has everything you... Let me try it again.
Yeah.
Not Amazon.com. Amazon.com has everything you need at the best prices. And you can make sure to go through our website, won't you please? Don't be a rube. Get in the know. Shop Amazon. It doesn't cost you anything more. We love people to shop through Amazon. Thank you, thank you. And by the way, some pretty reasonable sales on Amazon.
Hey, am I right?
Yeah. Hold on, let me try that one. Just a second, since I'm having fun here. Okay, hold on. I apologize.
That's fine.
You can buy a butane.
All I know is there's some pretty reasonable sales on Amazon.
Hey.
Yeah. How you doing? Hi. How are you? I'm Bert McFly.
It's Bert McFly, our new disc jockey friend.
Yeah. Great to be with you. Check out the fabulous sales on Amazon. Hi. I'm Bert McFly. And hey. If you really want to support the Mike O'Mara Show, go through Amazon.
Hey, Bert. What about those Kardashians?
Oh, my goodness. Aren't they crazy? Kooky. Kooky crazy. Kooky crazy car. Car, car, kooky. Carky. Carky crew.
Anyway, go to MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon. Click the Amazon button on our website. Or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. Thank you kindly. And now back to the show. Whoa, whoa. Let's open up the audio vault.
That's it.
Rob Spiewak with his...
Little Sound.
I wanted to say thank you first off to Mike O'Mara, who put on a show for just me and Pony and Dan O'Brien yesterday. And we got to talk to Bert McFly a lot yesterday. It was good fun.
Well, now you went and did that. What'd you do that for?
Well, I know your show ends at 9, but I'm glad you stuck around to talk to us, Bert.
Yeah, I'm glad I stuck around, too.
How was your run with Diamond here in D.C.?
It's fantastic. We had a great time. I just came in from my echo chamber, but I just want to say it's great to be with you and Pony Boy and Dan O'Brien and Rob Spiewak and all the guys.
Are you watching The Celebrity Apprentice?
Yeah, Lovett Arnold is holding his own. And just the other night, he fired John Lovett.
Yes.
There's an enormous talent right there. Funny, funny guy.
Bert, are you on Snapchat like all the youngsters are?
I sure am. Yeah, I'm on my fourth divorce, and
that's so sad.
Yeah,
so,
that's right, Diamond.
Sally's gone.
Sally's gone. Sally McFly. Hey, listen, this isn't my segment. This is yours, Rob. Take it away.
Mike, thank you for coming back in. There was a great moment on Morning Joe yesterday. They were interviewing Senator John McCain. He was outside in front of the Capitol. And I do believe they may have postponed his segment a little bit. This is how it started out.
Republican Senator John McCain of Arizona. Very good to have you on the show this morning, sir.
Thank you. I freezed my ass off.
Now, also, the
Los Angeles... he had to wait for so long.
Yeah, the Los Angeles Chargers have named a new coach, Anthony Lynn. His first press conference was yesterday. He's off to a great start. Remember, they're the Los Angeles Chargers.
I'm so proud to be the head coach of the L.A. Chargers.
They're the ones who signed the paycheck, buddy.
Man, just take all the crappy football teams in America and put them right into L.A. Just shoehorn them all into
It's a
LA
cottage
right
industry.
Absolutely.
This I previewed for some of the boys before the show, Mike. I think you're going to like this. I call this Accent of the Day. This is a gentleman who was out at CES and decided to buy a backpack drone.
Ooh.
And see if you can spot the language here. I have a few guesses, but you're sort of a dialectician. I think you're going to enjoy the bewitching tone of this man's voice.
So I done it. I bought a backpack drone. I wanted a drone for hiking, for when I'm out walking. And I finally done it. I finally settled with the Pilot Bebop 2. Now, I could have bought the DJI Mavic. I know, okay. Pilot Bebop 2, DJI Mavic, are you crazy? Why did you buy the Pilot Bebop 2? Let me explain this, guys.
Okay, I have enough. But anyway, I think, what are you hearing?
It's Martian.
It's Martian?
It's Martian.
It's like half Chinese, half Scottish.
Yeah, and I think there's some Irish in there.
There was an Asian element in there, and then a drawn.
Which, Mike, reminds me of one of our past accent winners. I'd like to bring back, this is a trip down memory lane. Remember, ceramic knives. This voice, I maintain it might be computer generated.
Welcome to Yanjing King Double Ceramic Knives Manufacturer Company Limited, which is a specialist manufacturer and exporter of ceramic knives. We have advanced production equipment and superior technical personnel who has more than 10 years of ceramic knife making experience.
And remember, that's the take they chose. That's that's what they're using. So
everybody knows I'm a degenerate gambler. Yes. If you ever want to go into a casino, their penny slots, and look for dragons. Usually, if you see dragons on a penny slot, you will get that voice, especially
double
if you
dragon.
Get like the you have reached the bonus level.
Yeah. Remember, we played that machine at the Las Vegas airport when we were all so powerfully hungover.
Yes.
And for a dollar, you could get like 30 lines.
Yes.
And it was like, no, 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 eat good, go, go, go.
I wonder why they would use, is it because it's just a cheap artificial voice that
maybe,
you don't have to pay rights to?
Because it doesn't sound human to me.
No,
it honestly doesn't.
It doesn't.
All right.
Speaking of degenerate gambling, aren't they building a hotel casino in Vegas now that is a complete Asian-themed hotel casino? That's actually...
That wouldn't be far off, Mike, because there are charter jets that leave anywhere in China for Vegas on a regular basis.
Right. I think they're actually building an entire hotel, and not only are they going to cater to the Asian crowd, but they're also going to be a tourist trap for Americans. Now, Pony's raising his hand. Do you have it?
It's called the Lucky Dragon.
Yeah,
the Lucky Dragon. I would stay at the Lucky Dragon in a heartbeat. I would love it. It would be fantastic.
They have a great steakhouse there. It's called Super Terrific Happy Place, and it's delicious.
And it's got a cat out in front. Kitty cat.
I'll have one lucky steak and two lucky shrimp cocktails.
That's exactly right. Lucky. Monkey, monkey, monkey.
All right, Mike. No, Mickey, Mickey, Mickey. How about this from a kids' TV show trying to explain what a record player is? This is an actual Disney cartoon.
What is going on with the mouse-eared mystery?
I think I figured it out. Those ears up there are really speakers.
Mickey
and the
Mouse
round
Clubhouse.
Gold floor is a record, which makes the whole place a big old record player.
A record player? What's that?
It's an ancient machine. A long, long time ago, folks used to play music on them.
Is yours up and running now, Mike? Is your ancient record-playing machine? I just thought that was funny, especially you
M-I-C-K-E-Y,
jumping into the...
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E. It's the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Thank you.
Is that some of the screen time your son gets? Is that program?
Yes.
Yeah. You like it?
Thank you. Yes.
Really? It doesn't have Jimmy and Roy on it anymore, does it?
Do you have more little sounds? Come on. This
I
is
do.
Your segment. That's what's going on. Yeah,
come on, man. No more Asian jokes?
Are you doing your little sounds, for Christ's
sake?
Wow,
I thought you were singing. All right, we'll close with this. This is the CBS News, CBS This Morning. Jimmy Kimmel awarded them Segway of the Week.
Oh.
This is great broadcasting. All hail Charles Rose.
Congratulations are in order for Charlie Rose and the gang over at CBS This Morning, who unwittingly provided us today with a truly stellar edition of the Segway of the Day.
You're smiling awful hard now, so we just
kind of giggly.
Yes, very giggly and giddy today.
They like it.
Ms. O'Donnell.
I was.
Yes, that's right.
Well, maybe it's.
I'm just happy.
What are we missing, Charlie?
I don't know. It's just.
It's just it says Charlie in the prompt.
Okay.
Now.
Okay.
I'm Charlie Rose with Gail King and Miss Nora O'Donnell.
That's
at
right.
least six people are dead after a dangerous ice storm.
That's how they would want to be remembered.
That is your magic audio ball. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Oh, man, I love that. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Meara Show. If you want to send us anything, our snail mail address is TMOS, P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. If you want to send a birthday or a message for our weekly mailbag segment, send it after midnight tonight to Rob
Thank
with
you.
Two B's at MikeOMeraShow.com. Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS. Continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, this is Mike O'Meara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Meara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Dated.
One last thing.
Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.